Greetings, readers. Welcome to the September edition of Library News. We hope everyone survived the derecho with minimal damage. Our thoughts go out to those who sustained major damage or without power for days. September is Library Card Sign-Up Month. If you know of an individual who would benefit from our library services, send them our way. We would be happy to send them an application and or provide them with more information about the Iowa Library for the Blind and Print Disabled and our services.
September also includes Banned Books Week. This year, it is September 27th through October 3rd. It is an annual event celebrating the freedom to read and spotlights current and historical attempts to censor books in libraries and schools. It brings together the entire book community, librarians, booksellers, publishers, journalists, teachers, and readers of all types, in shared support of the freedom to seek and to express ideas, even those some consider unorthodox or unpopular. Every year, the Office for Intellectual Freedom, a part of the American Library Association, compiles a list of the 10 most challenged books of that year. The ALA Office for Intellectual Freedom tracked 377 challenges to library, school, and university materials and services in 2019. Of the 566 books that were targeted, here are the most challenged, along with the reasons cited for censoring the books.
1. George by Alex Gino, DB82273. It has been challenged and banned for LGBTQ content and a transgender character, because schools and libraries should not put books in a child's hand that require discussion, for sexual references, and for conflicting with a religious viewpoint and traditional family structure. 2, Beyond Magenta, Transgender Teens Speak Out by Susan Culkin, DB78523. It has been challenged for LGBTQ content, for its effect on any young people who would read it, and for the concerns it was sexually explicit and biased. 3, A Day in the Life of Marlon Bundo by Jill Twist, illustrated by E.G. Keller, print braille book. It has been challenged and vandalized for LGBTQ content and political viewpoints, for concerns that it is designed to pollute the morals of its readers, and for not including a content warning. 4, Sex is a Funny Word by Corey Silverberg, illustrated by Fiona Smith. It has been challenged, banned, and relocated for LGBTQ content, for discussing gender identity and sex education, and for concerns that the title and illustrations were inappropriate. Prince and Knight by Daniel Hack, illustrated by Stevie Lewis. It has been challenged and restricted for featuring a gay marriage and LGBTQ content, for being a deliberate attempt to indoctrinate young children with the potential to cause confusion, curiosity, and gender dysphoria, and for conflicting with a religious viewpoint.
6, I Am Jazz by Jessica Herthel and Jazz Jennings, illustrated by Shayla McNichols. It is DB85028 and a print braille book. It has been challenged and relocated for LGBTQ content, for a transgender character, and for confronting a topic that is sensitive, controversial, and politically charged. 7 is The Handmaid's Tale by Margaret Atwood, DB24695 and BR11911. It has been challenged and banned for profanity and for vulgarity and sexual overtones. 8 is Drama, written and illustrated by Raina Telegmeier. It has been challenged for LGBTQ content and for concerns that it goes against family values and morals. 9 is The Harry Potter series by J.K. Rowling. There are 7 books in this series, and our library has them in all formats. It has been banned and forbidden from discussion for referring to magic and witchcraft, for containing actual curses and spells, and for characters that use nefarious means to attain goals. And the last one, 10, is And Tango Makes 3 by Peter Parnell and Justin Richardson, illustrated by Henry Cole, DB92109, and is also a print braille book. It has been challenged and relocated for LGBTQ content.
Join us each month for library programs coming to you from the library's playground, our fun and interactive space at the library where you can join us virtually for stories, special guests, activities, crafts, and more. Makerspace Monday is a virtual program designed to get your creative juices flowing while inviting the whole family to participate. All ages are welcome. This program is set up to meet the second Monday of each month at 6:30 p.m. Activity kit provided. On September 14th, we'll be making DIY rolled candles with Abigail Kelly. Sign up is required. STEM and Stories is another virtual program allowing your family to explore story time, meet with guests from all over, while creating a little treasure or token to keep along the way. This virtual program is offered the third Saturday of each month. On September 19th at 11 a.m., we will enjoy story time with Abigail and her bee friends to learn how to create beeswax lip balm of your very own. Sign up is required. Contact Denise Bean at 515-452-1338 to get signed up.
This month, we are going beyond the book with White Fragility, Why It's So Hard for White People to Talk About Racism by Robin J. DiAngelo, DB91860. This best-selling book explores counterproductive reactions white people have when discussing racism. Topics include the intertwining of racism and white supremacy, racism after the civil rights movement, the impact of race on the lives of white people, defining the term white fragility, and more. The spring and summer of 2020 has seen tumultuous times in regards to race and social injustice. We have seen protests and riots rise up throughout the country as people struggle to understand the intricacies of it all. We cannot offer an answer or solution, but merely a jumping off point to start a discussion. White fragility is such a jumping off point. Call the library to request this book. Next time, we will go beyond the book with Before She Was Found by Heather Gudenkoff, DB96617. During a sleepover, sixth grader Cora Landry and her friends sneak out to the abandoned rail yard on the outskirts of town. Later that night, Cora is discovered on the tracks, bloody and clinging to life, but her friends are nowhere to be found. This best-selling author grew up in Iowa and currently lives in Dubuque. Call the library to request this book and let us know your thoughts.
Is the movie better than the book, or is the book better than the movie? You be the judge with books from our newest D-List. This list is comprised of books that have been made into movies over the years. Call the library to request this most recent D-List, and we will send you special cartridges filled with books that have been made into good and some not so good movies.
Here are some ongoing library events. IDB Read is every Monday and Wednesday from 4 to 5 p.m. and Tuesday and Thursday from 10 to 11 a.m. Listen to one of our volunteer narrators read live over the phone. Call the library to get the conference call number. Tech Time with Tyler is every Wednesday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Call 515-452-1343 to get your tech questions answered. Extended virtual library hours are the second Monday of the month from 4:30 to 8 p.m. along with Makerspace Mondays, and the third Saturday of the month from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. along with STEM and Stories. Request books and get your questions answered during these extended hours. Phone calls only, please.
Just a reminder that IDB is offering some in-person services in a responsible and cautious manner. We do continue to encourage clients and patrons to reach out via phone and internet rather than coming to the building whenever possible. In order to maintain optimal staffing in all areas, our main door is unlocked and the front desk is staffed Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. If you are needing assistance with entry to the building between 8 to 9 a.m. or 2 to 4:30 p.m., please call 515-452-1335. Please don't hesitate to contact the library with any questions or comments at 515-281-1323 or by email at library@blind.state.ia.us. The library is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Happy reading!